Hi, I'm Laura Patterson, president of Vision Edge Marketing. Welcome to What's Your Edge, a series of Vision Edge Marketing podcasts dedicated to helping you use data, analytics, process, and measurement to create an edge for you and your customers. Our focus and passion are to help our customers develop and execute a strategy that will accelerate growth. A business strategy guides the direction for your organization. There are numerous options, so selecting the right strategy is a crucial decision. In this episode of What's Your Edge, we're exploring a strategy known as product-led growth, or PLG. Hootsuite, Slack, Toggle, Dropbox, all of these software as a service solutions have one thing in common. They are all examples of consumer-grade solutions. B2B solutions designed to be intuitive, create a user-friendly experience, and require no human interaction to implement and use. They illustrate what is known as the product-led growth strategy. A product-led growth strategy is a result of a shift in the expectations and requirements of B2B users. Today's users demand software that is powerful, easy to use, and affordable. The trend toward a product-led strategy has been underway since Forrester's 2015 report, which found that B2B buyers now favor do-it-yourself online options for researching and buying products and services. In the past few years, this has expanded beyond research and buying to do-it-yourself implementation and usage. This shift has forced software solution companies to rethink their processes from design to marketing to sales to customer support. Value is the battleground for a PLG strategy to succeed. You must achieve the high ground for two key elements in a product-led growth strategy. First, focus on giving customers access to your product at any time so they can experience it and the value of the product for themselves on their own schedule. This has significant implications to design and development. And second, a customer needs to understand the value of a product upfront and quickly receive value from using it. This impacts how you position, market, and sell the solution. Without these two elements, your SaaS solution will face an uphill battle for market traction and adoption. Now, let's talk about the benefits and challenges of a product-led growth strategy and explore how to create one and seven ways to measure success. There are two very important benefits associated with the PLG strategy. First, a successful product-led growth strategy means that the customer can quickly ascertain the value and immediately go to trial. Remember, no sales or human interaction required. This means that there are very few what we would call visible steps in the buying process, from website to demo to trial, or straight from the website to trial. You don't need dozens of people to demo the product, qualify the prospect, and then close the deal. Steps that provide visibility into the buying journey. The benefits, however, is that it's faster time to acquisition. Second, because the buying process entails just a few clicks, customers basically onboard themselves. With fewer people on your team involved in the acquisition process, the cost to acquire customers is less. So rather than investing in salespeople, onboarding and customer service becomes the primary areas where your organization needs to invest. This is a demand-driven strategy. Successful implementation of PLG requires that you mobilize your team to create a product that customers instantly understand and where they instantly experience value. That's the operative word, instantly. With this strategy, you shift your focus on how the product itself, it and it alone, attracts more customers, that is, end users. Yes, you will need to have great features and benefits, but you will need more than that. You will need to deliver on outcomes and experience. In a product-led growth strategy, the product is accountable for acquiring, retaining, and growing new and existing customers. This strategy counts on the product, its features, performance, and virality to do the heavy lifting. To achieve adoption, the product must produce outcomes that are of immediate value to the user. This means you must know with certainty from the moment of product conception what core tasks the customers need to complete, how they want to feel or avoid feeling while executing the tasks, and how they want others to perceive them as a result of using your product. Second, Stellar product experience is the only avenue to success. It is your mission. The lines between user experience and customer experience are blurred in this strategy. The user experience team must think beyond the user interface. They must work side by side with the customer experience team to integrate the product with all of the digital and physical touch points that affect the customer experience. While there are many benefits for SaaS companies to employ a PLG strategy, it's not for every software company. Here are four instances where this strategy is not a good fit and where you will find yourself engaged in an uphill battle. One, if your focus is annual contracts with high dollar values and high lifetime value customers. Enterprise resource management software falls into this category. Two, you have a complex solution that requires both a high-touch sales model and implementation services, such as a large technology-led transformation initiative. Three, you have a targeted market that is relatively small and business is built on the quality of sales relationships. An example might be software for a specific life science application. Four, you are creating a new category. New categories require education. Typically, you are educating people for how to do things differently. You and your team need to learn and understand the customer's pain points, objections, primary reasons, and drivers for your solution. This often requires engaging in conversations with prospective customers. All four of these scenarios require human interaction. If human interaction is a vital component for any of your key processes, reconsider implementing a product-led growth strategy. Every battle-tested strategist will tell you that the best way to fight an uphill battle is not to do so. Unless the hill is the mission, these veterans will recommend that you avoid contact, go around the enemy's position, pull back and call in air support, or if you must proceed, revise your plan of attack to disguise your approach. Here are five customer-centric things to keep in mind should you want to embrace this strategy without ending up facing an uphill battle. Create an aha moment. Make it clear, yes, instantly, that you understand the user's problem and can offer them a clear path to solving it. Keep in mind, prospective users are probably evaluating several options. Be sure they can gauge the trade-offs between your solution and those of your competitors. It's all about activation. In this approach, it's essential that customers receive and experience something of value for free. As a result, most companies deploying a product-led growth strategy offer a free trial or freemium models. This approach provides users the ability to try before they buy, which improves activation rates. In-product support, opt-in walkthroughs, or a user-friendly self-service help center need to be baked in from the start. Can't live without it. You need to know your customers' workflows. The best way to secure usage and renewal is for your customers to incorporate your product into their daily tasks. Once your customers are successfully completing key tasks with minimal friction and exploring your product's range of functionality, you are moving into the realm of adoption. Product adoption means customers come to depend on your solution. As a result, they want to take advantage of all the product has to offer. Make them want more. To drive revenue, however, customers must want to upgrade to a paid version to access or unlock other features that may be of even more value. Make sure the more is perceived as more by the customer. And since this strategy is based on zero human interaction, your pricing plans must be transparent and match the value of the product. Confusing revenue models create friction and will discourage signups. Turn adopters into advocates. Word of mouth is essential to the success of a PLG strategy. You want users to become advocates, champions for your product, and want to actively participate in creating the future of the product. Create ways for users to bring more users, who bring more users, who bring more users. Well, you get the idea. As you can see, both a customer-centric and product-led growth strategy mindset is a core component of your company culture in order for this approach to succeed. Lastly, since results and measurement are always top of mind for me, I want to share seven key measures that are tied to this strategy. Product-led growth is all about adoption, activation, renewal, and expansion. So these are the first four measures: activation rate, adoption rate, renewal rate, and upgrade expansion rate. Current users are essential to acquiring new users. Therefore, it is imperative to measure referral rates. The last two are a result of effectively implementing the strategy, category growth rate and customer lifetime value. A brief podcast cannot possibly cover everything you need to know to implement a product-led growth strategy. In fact, it's worthy of a book. And there is a book. In his book, Product-Led Growth, How to Build a Product That Sells Itself, Wes Bush admits that implementing a successful product-led go-to-market strategy is not as simple as giving people the option to try your product before they buy. He emphasizes that your entire approach as an organization needs to shift. We concur. Should you be exploring this option, here's a question for each major function within your organization that you'll want to answer. One, product development. How can we create a product with a quick time to value? Two, for marketing. How can you use our product as the number one lead magnet? Three, for sales. How can we use the product to qualify our prospects for us? Four, for customer success. How can we create a product that helps customers become successful without our help? Need help walking through the answers? Let's talk. Hope you found this episode of What's Your Edge helpful. What's Your Edge is the creation of Vision Edge Marketing. Vision Edge Marketing, founded in 1999, helps our customers solve the most difficult problems when it comes to using data, analytics, process, and measurement to accelerate growth, create customer value, and improve performance. We always welcome hearing from you.